to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're here together working to improve our financial IQ, to learn a little bit more about money and finance and how to build wealth for the individual family. Our focus, well, Total Wealth Academy is a coaching platform for wannabe real estate investors, beginner real estate investors, and even people join here who have over 5,000 apartment units. And their goal is similar. They are just looking to take it to the next level. Our basic principles are based off of hundreds of years of real estate investing. Real estate really hasn't changed very much over the last 100 years, 200 years, really since 1776. Everything's about the same, and it'll probably remain the same for a long period of time because it's something that everybody needs, everybody desires, and everybody wants. You know, it's something you have to have. You got to have four walls to protect your family, protect your material possessions, things like that. But the principles that we teach are based off the principles that the rich are teaching their kids that the poor and middle class never get taught. You know, it's not that their parents don't want to teach them the right things to do with money. They just can't. They've never done it. Whereas the rich are going, hey, this is what I did to get rich. Why don't you do something similar? And wise children are following their footsteps in the footsteps of their parents. So that's all we're doing. If you want a good feel for, if you want to get a gist of everything that we're teaching, there's a book out there called The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. If you'd like to have a free PDF of that, you can email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Just in the subject line, put book, and I'll send it to you. But you probably want to get it in audio format as well to listen to on your device, in your car. The reason is, repetition is the mother of learning, no question. And it's very easy to listen to because it's in parable format. It's not just data. It's stories that teach lessons. And it's an extremely effective tool for learning what the rich are doing that is different from the poor and middle class. And the reason this is so important for you to have is because these principles are not taught in our high schools and colleges. They're just not taught. Our high schools and colleges are there to pump out cogs for the machine. That's what they're there for. They're not there to teach you how to be financially independent. They're not there to teach you how to get wealthy. They're there to teach you how to be a good employee. It is our responsibility to get that information. In other words, you're never going to get it unless you go get it. You are responsible. And the sad thing is, something like 70% of Americans never read a nonfiction book after high school or college. 70%. Now you think about that. 95% of us fail to retire by age 65. Can you see why 70% of them don't? And this is a bit brutal, but do you realize if you're not reading nonfiction books, then you're dumber than you were at 22? Because does your memory get better or worse as you get older? It gets worse. So you've forgotten a lot of what you knew at 22. And I love to joke about this. People go, yeah, I'm 55. I've got life experience now. Yeah, but you're not in the financial position you want to be in. So it was bad life experience. Don't brag about getting life experience that didn't work. We, as individuals in America, are 100% responsible for our financial education, which led Jim Rohn to say this: formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. You know, people run around going, you know, and I'll just pick names. Carlton Sheets is bogus. Grant Cardone's bogus. Robert Kiyosaki's bogus. And they just group all financial education as bogus. It's a ripoff. All right. Then where are you going to get your financial education from? Let's look at that. Are you going to get it from your parents? Were your parents, you know, multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No? Okay, then we get it from high school. You're going to get it from high school? Were any of your teachers in high school multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No? What about college? Were any of your professors multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No. And then some of you got desperate and you said, oh Lord, I need help. And you heard about a title called financial planner. And you thought, wow, that's got to be it. I'll hire a financial planner. But you forgot to do one thing. Go online and type in, what is the average income for a financial planner in the United States? And you would have found that the average financial planner in the U.S. makes about $65,000 a year. And they're offering financial advice? What the heck is going on? See, if you don't get with Carlton Sheets, get with Robert Kiyosaki, get with Grant Cardone, get with Total Wealth Academy or Lifestyles Unlimited or some other great company, you're not going to get this information. You have got to surround yourself with successful people if you're ever going to be successful. Oh, I'm sorry. You got to hang around the people with the results you want if you're ever going to get the results that you truly want. Well, I goofed that up, but we'll talk about it when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. We do passive investments in self-storage, apartments, strip shopping centers, hotels, mid-rise office buildings, assisted living, and more. Our members are able to use their IRAs and 401ks without tax or penalty to buy real estate and build passive income. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and I'm going to correct what I goofed up at the end of the last segment, because what I did was I made a mistake using the word success. I needed to stay focused in that first segment on the term results. The reason is the second and third segment of today's show, I'm going to try to argue, scream, convince, sell you on the idea that you are successful. And I promise you, I can do it if you'll keep listening. And you can't confuse results with success. They're two different things. Success and failure are very ego-based words, very ego-based words, because everybody's got a different definition. But results are results. So what I meant to say at the last, in the last segment, was if you want certain results in your life, such as building a second stream of income with real estate, you have to hang out with people who have those results. It can't be somebody who's read a book about it or has a theory about how it works. You want someone who's actually done it, been through it, suffered through it, felt the joy, the pain, the fear, the happiness of the entire process. Because one of the simplest reasons is because on your journey to building your second stream of income, you're going to fall down a couple times. No question. I've fallen down multiple times. But I always had someone on my team that picked me up and said, huh, that happened to me too. Here's what I did. And got me past that temporary, I hate to use the word failure because it wasn't failure. It was just a mistake. Let's just call it that. Help me get past that particular mistake. And you need somebody on your team like that. And that's, you know, sorry for the sales pitch, but that's what Total Wealth Academy does. Our coaches literally walk our members step by step by step through their real estate deals until they know what they're doing. And then if they make a mistake, they call the office. We say, hey, I've done that. Here's what I did to solve it, and help them move forward towards their goals. That's what you need on your team. I say this all the time. It's one of my favorite sayings, and it comes from Charlie Tremendous Jones. He said, who you are, who you're going to be in 5 years, will be a direct result of the new people you meet, and the new books that you read, nonfiction. Have you ever heard of somebody that's boring? We all have. You know why they're boring? Because they don't read. They're the same person in 5 years as they were today. That's boring. They're not living. They're not thriving. They're just eking their way through life. If you're not reading and expanding your knowledge base, then you are stagnating and forgetting. You're actually coasting downhill. You're getting worse. You're getting dumber every year. And those of you that don't like to read, get it on your phone. Audible.com. Audible.com. Almost every book that you need to read is in audio. Listen to it 2, 3, 4, 5 times till it becomes part of you. And then you won't be boring in 5 years. Which most people are. I mean, I go out sometimes with my, we'll call them my poor middle class friends, and I'm listening to them and I'm just like, this is without a doubt dumbest thing I've ever heard. I still love them. I still enjoy being with them. But it's just, you should know better than that. That wasn't true 20 years ago. It's not true today. And they're quoting it and backing it up with statistics, and I'm like, wow. No wonder the poor stay poor. They don't read. They don't meet new people. When you join Total Wealth Academy, you meet multiple millionaires. You know, I'm proud to say that I have two billionaires in my phone and hundreds of millionaires in my phone that I can reach out to. I have a problem. I have a challenge I can't seem to overcome. I can call 5 or 10 of them, and that 8th or 9th one's going to have the answer and solve my problem. That's what you need. You need a couple millionaires in your phone, and no better place to do it than at a platform like Total Wealth Academy. Doesn't have to be Total Wealth Academy, but pick one, join it, build up your relationships. You know, I say this all the time, and some people think I'm cold for this, but I have a group of millionaires that are my friends, and I have a group of poor middle class that are my friends. Love all of them. But when I need help, who do I go to? You betcha. It's the millionaire group of friends. And this is important. When I tell you to build a group of millionaire friends, am I telling you to ditch your old friends? Absolutely not. Love is the ultimate power in the universe. And loving and sharing and being friends, those are so important. Do not let go of your poor and middle class friends. Just make sure that you have a second group of millionaire friends that can help you get to your financial goals. Then let's get to this material and why I said I goofed up the end of the first segment. See, when I use the word success, you can be successful and not get the results from your life that you want. The example I'll give you is when you were growing up, tell me if this map doesn't sound familiar. When you were growing up, you were given this map. Work real hard in high school, get your diploma. Then try to get in college, try to get a degree. Then get a job with a major corporation with high pay and good benefits. Work for 45 years, scrimping and saving, and retire at 65, 70. That's the map you were given, wasn't it? Doesn't work. Hasn't worked for 30 plus years. No, it's longer than that. 74. 74 is when they took away most of the pensions and made us responsible for our retirement. Yet they didn't add any classes on how to do it to the educational system, which is probably a good thing. The government solution to a problem is often as bad as a problem. I think that was Friedman that said that. So my point and my big argument is this. You are successful, highly successful. Zig Ziglar 40 years ago said it. You're 100% successful at every single thing that you do. I remember when I first read it, I put the book down because I felt stupid. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm broke. I got bad credit. I don't know what I'm doing. What do you mean I'm successful? Well, luckily I had the wisdom to pick up the book and finish it. What he's talking about, is that we are given a map, and I just outlined the most common map, and we go out and do it. We're successful at that map. The problem is, the things we're successful at can never, ever give us the results that we want. You are successful just at ineffective things. In other words, how many of you graduated high school and got your diploma? That was a success. Congratulations, you're successful. How many of you went on to get a degree from a university? Congratulations, you're successful. You succeeded at that goal. How many of you then got a job, a good job, high-paying job, or as high as you could get, and it had good benefits. Congratulations. You're successful. See, you are successful, but at ineffective things because you were given the wrong map. Picture this. In your imagination, I'm your father and you're 8 years old. I walk in and I hand you the richest man in Babylon. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. I meant to say this at the beginning. If you want a copy of it, email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Oh, I did say it. Yeah, just put book in the subject line and I'll send you a copy. I hand you a copy of The Richest Man in Babylon. I ask you to read it and tell you, oh, by the way, the reason we have this incredible lifestyle that we do and we can go to Disney World anytime we want, and we can travel and go to do whatever we want, and I have plenty of time to spend with you and so does your mom, is because we have a second stream of income. Son, daughter, remember to build a second stream of income. You're 8 when I tell you this. When you're 9, 10, 11, 12, I tell you. Yeah, remember, get a second stream of income. Focus on reading things on how to build a second stream of income. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Don't forget to build a second stream of income. Do you know what every one of you would have right now if I'd have been your dad? A second stream of income. Do you know why you don't have a second stream of income right now? You were never told. It wasn't part of your map. So you didn't do it. With 95% of Americans failing to retire, we studied the 5% who do retire successfully. Guess what they all have? Second, third, fourth, fifth streams of income. And then I just came across this about a month ago. You know what Warren Buffett said 40 plus years ago? This just blows me away. He said, never ever rely on a single or sole source of income. Always invest to build a second stream of income. 40 plus years ago, you actually were told. But that information didn't get into the educational system, did it? All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. We do passive investments in self-storage, apartments, strip shopping centers, hotels, mid-rise office buildings, assisted living, and more. Our members are able to use their IRAs and 401ks without tax or penalty to buy real estate and build passive income. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where today I'm really making a hard sales pitch that you are successful, you always have been successful, but people confuse it with results. They go, well, if I'm so successful, why don't I have the money that I want, the career that I want, whatever it is? You can't confuse the two. You could be highly successful. It's kind of like story Stephen Covey says, this company is building a road through the forest, and they have machete wielder classes, they have bodybuilding classes, strength training classes, they have these incredible managers watching all the people. It's an extremely efficient project, and they're cutting through the jungle a mile a day, and the record was half a mile a day. I mean, they are literally killing it. Then one of the leaders climbs a tree, looks around, surveys the area, looks down and says, wrong jungle. Who cares if you're efficient? Who cares if you're successful? If you're successful at the wrong things, it's not ever going to give you the results that you want. This is why I always warn people, don't use the word success or failure. Look at life as results. You're either getting the results from your life that you want or you're not. Don't give me this sorta. There's no sorta. You either are or you aren't. It's a yes or no black and white question. So once you realize you're not getting the results that you want, people tend to say, I'm a failure. I'm not smart. I'm not working hard enough. I'm not motivated. That's all BS. You are smart. You are working hard. You are motivated, but for the wrong things. It's your job to get out there and find the right things. See, the managers on the ground in that jungle were doing things right. But it took a leader to climb the tree to realize it was still the wrong thing. See, managers make sure you're doing things right. Leaders make sure you're doing the right things. And guess who the leader is in your life? I'll let you answer that. There's only one. It's you. And you've got to be responsible. But give yourself credit. You have been successful at multiple things. And because it didn't give you the results that you want, you thought you were a failure. That's not what's going on at all. You are successful just at ineffective things. So make sure you're reading, make sure you're attending seminars, because it is your responsibility to get this financial information. The government is not going to give it to you. They want you to be a cog in the machine. They want you to get a job, put your nose to the grindstone, work for 45 years and die. Sorry to be so brutal, but that's exactly what they have planned for you. Is that your goal? It's not, is it? That's their goal. The problem is, because most people allow themselves to be pawns, they don't write down their goals, they don't know what they want out of life, they just follow the government path. Eat, sleep, work, die. Not a good, high quality of lifestyle, to say the least. So, summarize this material. You are responsible for getting it. That's one. Two, you are successful just at ineffective things. And three, you can do this. I guess that really falls into number two. I just wanted you to hear it from somebody who has been at this for 30 years and watched people who couldn't even do math buy 22 houses. When I was sitting on my butt flipping houses and wholesaling, this guy came in, he and his son, couldn't even do addition and multiplication, had 22 rent houses. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. If that guy can do it, you can do it. And ladies, don't you hide behind your men. You can do this too. You know, if your guy's a little wimpy, doesn't want to take chances, doesn't have the motivation to do this, and you're tied to that person, a thing called marriage, well, guess what? You better be the leader. You better do it. I'll tell you this. There was a time when the top investors in Houston were female. The vast majority of them. So don't hide behind your husband. Ladies, you can do this too. And it'd be kind of nice. You know, you could take some pressure off a hubby. Go buy 20 rent houses. Let him quit his job. Okay, let's go to the phone lines now. Let's get them open. Let me see. I'm missing my phone manager. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me. Any question that you have, any fear, any concern, because we talk about the second stream of income. I don't think anybody would argue, oh no, a second stream of income doesn't work. But you have fears. Maybe you're afraid tenants are hard to deal with. Maybe you're afraid taxes are going to go up or insurance is going to go up. Let me know. Give me a call at 281-558-5738 or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, let's go to the first emailed question. I think this is a question. Yes. Nathan. Oh, real estate investor friendly agents. You know, Nathan, this is a long answer, but it's important that you listen to this. All agents can be investor friendly. Finding them is going to be up to you and how you approach them. It's all in the approach. See, these poor real estate agents are inundated with wannabe real estate investors. They get, you know, every weekend somebody's in town selling books and CDs on real estate investing. And then for the next week, these people are calling saying they're real estate investors when they're not. All they have is a set of books and tapes or CDs. And they don't like it. And they're used to those people calling and wasting their time. But Nathan, if you call and you don't waste their time and you know what you're talking about, man, real estate agents are awesome at helping you find distressed property. That's what they do all day. Good ones. They're out looking for listings. And what happens is, Nathan, while they're out there looking for listings, they come across a piece of crap property. It's beat up, holes in the wall, missing carpet, whatever. Do you know they just walk away from that deal? They just walk away from it. They don't sign a listing agreement on it. Why? Because it won't even qualify for a conventional mortgage. They can't sell it. Nobody can buy it except who? An investor. So when you call them, what you want to do is work the conversation around to the point where you ask, do you ever come across any beat up houses that won't qualify for a conventional mortgage? Yeah, once in a while. Great. My name is Nathan and I buy those type houses. I use hard money or I pay cash, whatever your circumstance is, Nathan. Would you keep me in mind? Would you put me on a little post-it note and in your phone? Say, listen, anytime you come across a beat up property, you call me, they will. Because they're letting those listings go because they can't sell them except to investors or a cash buyer. And most agents don't want to sell it to a cash buyer because the cash buyers don't know what they're doing. I don't think I want to open that can of worms right now. But just understand that that is what's going on. You want agents that know you by name, know what you're looking for, and then build credibility, Nathan, by responding quickly when they do call you with a deal and writing an offer, generally within a half hour to an hour of hearing about the deal. Don't waste these agents' time. These agents are human beings with families, kids. They got to pay bills. And the way they pay bills is by selling real estate, not chit-chatting on the phone. So respond quickly, write the offer, close the deal, and that agent will find you more deals. The first one's the toughest, but once you do a deal with an agent, man, and they start to understand how many deals they passed up in the past, they'll start finding you deals all the time. So again, all agents can be investor friendly. It's all in your approach, Nathan. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more after the break right here on KSEV. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We are in the question and answer phase of the show. We are also in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question for me, you need to call me right now. Please do not do what most people do and wait till there's 1 minute left in the show and I don't have time to answer the question. So please give me a call right now, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. And this can be any question that you have about a fear that you might have, a worry, a concern. Maybe you're having difficulty with a current tenant and you need some help with that. Anything. Just give me a buzz. 281-558-5738. This next one, this is the toughest question because it takes so long to answer, Richard. Your question is, should I buy now while the market is hot? Believe it or not, that is not the time to buy. However, are we buying? Yes, but probably a third of what we would be buying in a slow market. See, we make money in both the up and down markets, Richard. But we make more money in the down market. And I'm estimating, but I would say we do 3 times as many deals in the down market, maybe 4 times as many deals in the down market as we do in the up market. Now, is that an excuse not to invest? No. You need to take action today. When was the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When's the second best time? Today. Always remember that, Richard. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. They're open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go down to the Clear Lake area and talk to Rick. Rick, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Yeah, I've always wanted to get involved in real estate investing. I flipped a couple of properties or wholesaled them a few years ago, but unfortunately, my credit's in the toilet. Started about a year and a half ago. So my question is, I was trying to think of a creative way. Unfortunately, I'm a renter. I don't own my own house. Okay. Is there a way I can, let's say, create a corporation? And my whole idea is to, you know, my credit's not good right now. It's below 500. But can I create a corporation and get basically buy the property in that name and rent from myself, rent from the corporation?
No, because a new corporation is going to be your credit. That's a big misconception that people have, is that you can start an LLC or whatever and it has good credit. No, they're going to go off of your credit as the owner. So the bet, is this because you want to buy a home right now? Is that what the real question is?
I want to do that. And also, you know, I want to get start investing in property, but I'd like to have my own home as well.
Well, there's one thing that I did that go back 30 years when I had bad credit, no money. I was doing nothing but owner finance deals because I had bad credit. So owner finance deals are out there. But again, just like I mentioned, we're in the up market. So there's not as many of them as there would be in the down market. But owner finance means they sometimes don't even do a credit check. The catch to the owner financed is it requires a bigger down payment. But I did reach a point where I started partnering with people who had good credit and doing deals that way. And that was all because I was a member of a real estate investor group. But that would be your best strategy in the beginning. That's probably not going to help you buy your personal residence. You're going to need an owner finance deal to buy your personal residence. But to do investment property, it would be a good idea to join a local real estate investor club, get your education up to speed. You've got some experience, which is excellent, Rick. And then find somebody with good credit that doesn't have any time, and you be the time guy and let them be the credit person.
I think I've heard you mention before that you can buy up to, I don't know if it's four properties or more, using a, not FHA, but what is it?
Fannie Mae. Ten of them.
Okay.
Yeah, you need an 840 score. I think it's 840.
Well, tell me,
you know, Rick, if you want to email me, because this is personal, I'd love to know what's got your credit that low. Is it just credit cards or car payments? What is it?
Both. I had good payment history up until October 2019, and then my wife went in the hospital. She couldn't work, and then everything just spiraled out of control, and then COVID and all that crap.
Is she all right now?
Yeah, well, she's got a long-term health condition, but I had a car that was repossessed, but I bought it back before they sold it at the auction, so unfortunately that's on my credit. That happened over about a year ago. Anyway, it sucks, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you're going to have to focus on rebuilding that. It's not, you know, I had to do it too, and the way I did it was I was a wholesaler and flipper for 3 years and just paid everything down until I had zero debt. Then I wrote to all those people and said, look, I've paid you off. Will you take it off my credit? And they all did. In fact, American Express not only took it off my credit, they sent me a new American Express card the following week. I mean, it was like ridiculous.
What about building business credit, building a business credit?
You can do that as well. You could do it at the same time, Rick. Mm-hmm. Start an LLC, because LLCs are better for real estate than corporations. You start an LLC, and while you're rebuilding your credit, build that credit at the same time. It'll actually build just as fast, if not faster.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet, Rick. You take care. Okay. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay. Let's go to this next question. California investor looking to connect with Texas investors. Well, Javier, I got a quick solution for you that costs you $500 and gets you in contact with over 1,000 real estate investors. Join Total Wealth Academy. Now, we're not the only game in town. There are other groups, other platforms. In my personal opinion, I would join no less than three. If you're wanting to invest in Houston, join three different groups, and including ours, and you'll have no trouble finding Houston investors. There's a lot of investors in Houston, and they're organized in different platforms and clubs, so that's going to be the easiest way to do it, Javier. Good luck. Okay, let's see. Isham. Ooh, this one's tough. These are all long answers. Oh, no, this is pretty simple. No, Isham, he's asking if he's supposed to provide air filters for his tenants. The answer is no. The tenant is responsible for the air filters. I always put a fresh one in before I move in, and I have a fresh one replaced twice a year. When my AC guy goes for the spring cleaning and the fall cleaning. But Isham, that's kind of a scam. Why? Because why do I have my AC guy go out there twice a year? For the AC? No, to inspect the unit. So he's not just monitoring and taking care of the servicing the AC. He's telling me if I got slobs or I got people destroying the property. So it kind of kills a couple of birds with one stone, as they say, Isham. So no, you're not responsible for that. They are. But I always, again, put a new one in when they move in, show it to them, let them know they're in responsible for it, and then my AC guy goes back twice a year and replaces them twice a year, but at the same time, he's inspecting the unit. All righty. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. Let's see. Call manager. Nope. Okay. Let's see if we got time for one more. Oh, Anthony, apartment investing. You'd love to speak with an experienced investor. Can I do that at Total Wealth Academy? Absolutely. If you were a member of Total Wealth Academy, if you're at an event with, say, 60 members, probably 30 to 40 of them are going to be experienced apartment investors, and you can chat with them and put their name in your phone and phone number so that you can reach out to them with questions in the future. Let me see what else you got here. You're interested in passive investing. We do that as well. You're curious about self-storage. We're doing that with a great deal of success. And RV parks, we're doing that with a great deal of success as well. All right, hope that helps, Anthony. Thank you for the email. Okay, buy now while the market... Oh, I already answered that one. Property management, when and how do they charge their percentage? Zella, cool name. Zella, this is, I assume it's Zella, X-E-L-A. Okay, yeah, all right, you've got them in at 10%, and you owe them that whether the unit is occupied or not. But this person letting your tenant not pay for the 21 days without evicting them, you need to fire this individual immediately. This person does not know what they're doing, and they should not be a property manager. Sorry for the bad news, Zella. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.